back, folks. It's pledge drive time. I'm gonna need you to dig real deep this year. Halloween / pledge drive show. We gotta do the Halloween show this week, because next week we're not on the air. It's all complicated. I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're your fat ties on unless you wanna die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below is just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
If I die sudden, please don't.
John Mellencamp morbidly opening the bike ride this week. How are you, riders and listeners? Are you excited for Pledge Drive? The Pledge Ride? This is the Pledge Ride Hour? I am. I'm jacked up for it. I like a good Pledge Drive. I'm a pretty good salesperson when I believe in the product. And I certainly do believe in this product. KMSU. KMSK. This is the Halloween / Pledge Drive show. We usually have the Pledge Drive right around the Halloween time each year. And generally we have two Pledge Drive shows for you on the Bike Ride Show. But not this year. And we're doing our Halloween portion as well a week earlier than normal, because we'll be yielding the airwaves to Shuffle Function's Pledge Drive, A Ghoul Ghoul, to be kicked off next Thursday and run 24 hours right over our the bike rides and many other volunteers' front lawns as they commandeer the airways for 24 hours and what will be, I'm sure, a very entertaining and exciting time. So this is our only chance together, riders and listeners, to have a successful Pledge Drive. And I'm really hoping you can come through. Because now more than ever, we need you for a lot of different reasons. And one of them is kind of somewhat exclusive to the Bike Ride Show. Now, of course, KMSU and KMSK needs pledge money to support our infrastructure and to keep licensure up, and you know how it is. Every angle there's a bill. And of course we need your support for that. Now, what's unique to the Bike Ride Show and a couple of other programs perhaps on KMSU, but not as many as I wish there were. KMSU, being the unique voice that it is in the radio spectrum, not in the commercial realm, not influenced, not heavily corporate influenced like the commercial realm is now. And therefore, there's a lot more freedom that comes with that, and responsibility. And the freedom is wonderful, because what that does is it gives a voice to the voiceless. And this past summer, when I wasn't working, I had some time to write down what I wanted to be the core values of the Bike Rides radio show. And one of those cores, there's four that I came up with, and one of them is to be a voice for the voiceless. In other words, inclusivity. The other's community involvement. We're always doing community things. We're heavily involved with Austin Artworks Festival, and also sometimes involved with KMSU and even Mankato things, the Mankato River Ramble, for instance. The Bike Ride Show is also independent-minded. And the other final value that defines bike rides is character-driven. And, in other words, integrity. And what that means, that part of it is to be able to say what we want to say and play what we want to play. If there's a list in front of me and I'm just pushing buttons off of it, telling me what to play, I mean, what am I really bringing to the show? If I'm just reading copy written by our creative team, which really has none of my own personality written into it, what am I then? I think you might be called a puppet. And there's an awful lot of puppets out there, folks. Radio is consolidated. This was a problem when I was in college. I was learning of this, studying communications. The consolidation of the industry, meaning fewer and fewer companies own more and more of the spectrum out there. What that means to you is there is less and less personality in the commercial realm and more influence, outside influence. Well, that doesn't happen here. And even if I'm one of the only voices for the voiceless and speak my mind politically on here, and I don't mean politically. I really don't. It's not about politics. It's about those values I just mentioned. Inclusivity. Right? Character-driven inclusivity. Now, you might ask, why? Why don't they, on the commercial realm, allow more of this? And the answer is simple. That they follow the money, right? They have to follow the money. So, we need your money to speak on our behalf as well. And we aren't forcing programming down your throat, commercial programming, redundant, overplayed commercials that can't help but manifest themselves into your brain. We're not doing that. There is no influence. The only thing influencing the Bike Rides radio show really are my and Hank's opinions and tastes, right? I mean, for an hour each week, we are lucky to come on here and be able to express ourselves in a medium like this, and we appreciate it. Believe me, we appreciate each and every listener very, very much. But not to a level where we're willing to change our programming. And what I mean by that is, sometimes we get nasty mail too. Most of it's very positive. Most of the feedback we get on the Bike Ride show is positive and it feels good. Not a lot of it out there, you know, but you hear it now and then, and that helps. But now and then, we push the buttons a little bit. We've been doing it more and more lately. And again, it's not because of politics. It's because I happen to believe that this nation is being influenced to implode from within by foreign adversaries. And by foreign adversaries, I mean Russia. And by imploding within, I mean exactly what's happening right now. The division that's being created in this country and this Kremlin puppet administration that currently governs us all. So the price we pay for speaking our mind on the Bike Rides radio show, and there is one, is we cut our audience in, well, they say in half. In radio, if you get political, you automatically cut your audience in half, so you lose half your listeners. It's stupid. Why would you do that? Well, why wouldn't you do it? If your values are inclusivity, community involvement, independent-minded, and character-driven, why wouldn't you do it then? But read up on John Lewis and what good trouble means, and you'll understand why we speak our minds. If you hold these values, riders and listeners, I'm talking right to you right now. If you hold these common values, then please call 1-800-456-7810 or 507-389-5800. 5678. Pledge your character. Pledge your independence. Pledge your integrity. Pledge your inclusivity. What if one day our voices are silenced? Now I know there's a whole bunch of swag out there, wonderful stuff that you can get for pledging. There always is. Sometimes it seems like some of the swag actually costs more than the pledge that they ask for it. And that's all fine. It's great to have some coffee mugs and t-shirts and all that stuff's cool. In fact, we got a CD again this time around, but I will talk about that on the next break because I wanted this one to be entirely about the values of KMSU and KMSK and the value of having an administration who knows when it's appropriate to say something, but more importantly, when it's not. Pledge for a radio free America where we can all speak our minds regardless of what is popular at any given time. 507-389-5678. 1-800-456-7810, or go to kmsu.org. You can also send a text pledge to that same 507-389-5678. I don't care how you do it, but please, just do it. If you have never before, now's the time. It's almost November. Now's the time for your voice to be heard. Now's the time to say no to corporate influence. Okay, so where are we going to take the rest of this ride, Dan? Are you going to play any music? Are you ever going to shut up? Where are we at? All right. I got three songs for you here. And because it is our Halloween show, technically, instead of playing Halloween music, I'm playing all songs about death and dying, which I find fascinating at any time of year, and even more so in the middle of October. In this set, you'll hear from Van Morrison, Bebom Fields, and I want to tell you a little bit about the first one. Before we get started, in 2009, Bruce Springsteen released a CD called Working on a Dream. In 2011, the first year of the Bike Rides show, the first song on the first episode we ever played was the title track from that CD, Working on a Dream. And the rest of the CD has some hidden gems as well, though they really never made it in the commercial realm. And one of those songs is a particularly interesting story. But first, the backstory. In 1973, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band released one of the greatest albums of all time, The Wild, The Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. And on that album, you'll hear a song called Wild Billy's Circus Story. And you've heard it on this show before. We're not playing Wild Billy's Circus Story. We're playing a song from 2009 off of Working on a Dream that actually references Wild Billy's. And the reason it does is this is a tribute song to a member of the E Street Band, Danny Federici, who had died in 2008 of cancer. Danny played organ, accordion, and a glockenspiel. I don't know what it is. But he was responsible for the circus music type sound that trains through the entire album. And you'll hear references to Billy's in this song, The Last Carnival.
Together on the highway, facing the lines with you at my side anymore. We won't be breathing the smoke in the fire on a midway. Hanging from the trapeze, my wrist waiting for your wrist. Two dead devils high upon the wall. You throwing the knife that lands inches from my heart. Sundown, moonrise, the light that was in your eyes is gone away. Daybreak, the thing in you that made me ache is gone. We'll be riding the train without you tonight. The train that keeps on moving, it's black smoke scorching the evening sky. A million stars shining above us like every soul living and dead. It's been gathered together by God to sing a hymn over your bones. Sundown, sundown, empty out the fairgrounds. We handsome Billy.
Sunshine killed the butterflies that day. And we were weeping, weeping, weeping on the roadside over butterflies on a suicide expedition. You know it was too soon, too soon, too soon. It was only half past June on a Wednesday afternoon in the sunshine. You know they had no place to call their home anymore. sunshine killed the butterflies that day. And we're still weeping, weeping, weeping in the empty garden. And we're still weeping, weeping, weeping on the hillside. And we're still weeping, weeping, weeping on the prairie. And all I wanted was the rain. And all I wanted was the rain.
Slim, slow, slider. Horsey ride and white as snow. Slim, slow, slider. Horsey ride and white as snow. Tell it everywhere you go. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Catching pebbles for some sandy beach. You're out of reach. Saw you early this morning with your brand new boy and your Cadillac. Saw you early this morning with your brand new boy and your Cadillac. You're gone for something, and I know you won't be back. I know you're dying, baby, and I know you know it too. I know you're dying, and I know you know it too. Every time I see you, I just don't know what to do.
We're sliding into the finish of that set. Slim, slow, slider. From Van Morrison. Off the critically acclaimed Astral Weeks album. One of the best. If you went to college, you probably met somebody who introduced you to it at some point, some party. It's probably the only good thing he got introduced to at that party. Before that, Suicide Butterflies from Bebom Fields. And Bruce Springsteen with The Last Carnival. Which one was your favorite death song? I liked them all. In case you're just joining us, we are smack dab at the halfway point of this week's ride, and it's the Pledge Drive / Halloween show. Next week, we will not be on air as we'll be yielding to the 24-hour Pledge Drive, a ghoul ghoul. So this is our only chance, riders and listeners, to get up close and personal regarding the Fall Pledge Drive. And if you haven't pledged yet, maybe it's because I haven't said the numbers enough. You can call 1-800-456-7810. You can call or text. Yeah, you can text too. 507-389-5678. Or, even better yet, and the reason it's better yet, is you get to see all the swag that is up there for your pledge premiums at kmsu.org. There's all sorts of stuff. We got so much stuff for Pledge Drive now that, I mean, you're just going to walk away with loads of things. And we're going to throw in one more as well, a personal one from the pledge, from the bike ride show. And we introduced this last spring. It's our CD called The Bike Ride's Inappropriate Show. And the Inappropriate Show is exactly what it sounds like. Every song on it was inappropriate for the airwaves, and it couldn't make it through the filter because we were afraid we'd be sued or shut down. So these are the songs that got pushed off over the years here as being too risque for the radio. But not for this risque CD. And don't say you weren't warned. It has the label on it that says, warning, explicit content. And it's pretty rough. I'll tell you straight up, the first song hits you with some MFers right away. If you can't handle that, this might not be the CD for you. But work your way through that and you'll find some very, very interesting content, including two bike riding stories that were really both just inappropriate for the air. Hank and I put quite a bit of time into putting that together for you, so you're going to want to hear this. At the $25 level, when you call or you send your pledge online, ask for the Inappropriate Show CD from Bike Rides as your pledge premium. And then they're going to give me some addresses like they did in the spring. I sent off like 20 of them buggers. So, yeah, it was a real success. And people, I got great feedback from it. For those who got it, they really enjoyed it. It is a little naughty. But we're all adults here. And it was quite fun to make. There's other premiums out there. And really, the best advice is to go to kmsu.org and look at the giving page to see what other things are available. I mean, the one thing that jumped out to me this year was the face mask. I mean, everybody's needing them now, right? I don't know. Too many people that have too many of them yet. I'm still collecting them because, I mean, when you work with them, you go through a few of them a day. You can't keep them on because they start to stink. They start to get dirty, so you got to switch them out now and then. So I'll be really excited to be switching out into my new KMSU face mask. These look really sharp. They're white, and they got the purple, of course, insignia on it. And you're going to look sharp. I mean, as sharp as you can in the mask, right? And it's sort of a great equalizer as far as all our smiles go. Everybody's looks the same now, but the mask is going to make your statement for you, your mask. And this one will say, you know what? I share the values of KMSU and KMSK. And I support it. My money goes where my mouth goes. Or where my ears go, I guess, in this case. So yours should too. Please do that. Please pledge. If you can't do it now, do it later. If you're in the car, whatever. We don't care. Go to KMSU.org. It's easy to remember. And you can make your pledge. You can give less than 25 if you want. There's not going to be swag. Anything less, I don't think, than 25. Who cares, right? If you only got a tenner, we'll take your tenner. Got a fiver you can drop off? We'll take it. You got 500. Maybe you had a heck of a year. Well, what are you going to do with that? If you had a great year, what are you going to do with that? You're going to spread it out to the things you know and love, right? Local. Right? I think you get the message. Thanks so much for putting up with the pledge, beg, insult, coerce, drive. We try all methods here on the Bike Ride Show to get you going. Let's go with another song here. It's kind of a longie, too, so I'll probably have to touch base with you again after that, see what kind of time's left. But another death song would be good right now, don't you think? Because this is the Halloween show for Bike Rides. Have an interesting one here for you from Jackson Browne. It's a classic that wasn't really big for radio play. That's always a good sign to me. It's a song called For a Dancer. And it's literally about a friend of Jackson's who happened to be a really good dancer among many other attributes and qualities that he brought. Who died. And I read a little further, and apparently he died in a sauna when the house burned. Apparently there was a house fire while he was in the sauna. And tragically, of course, he never found out because he was in there, and I suppose it started to heat up to a point where he finally noticed or something. And I mean, it's too late, right? The whole house was probably burning. And his ghost probably lingers still as well. And Jackson had this to say about the song. That's one of the songs I've sung all through the years. And for me, it's like going to that place and dealing with the fact that life will end. It's a sad song, but at the same time, it feels good to sort through that reality and touch base with it. And then move on.
Keep a fire burning in your eye, and pay attention to the open sky. You never know what will be coming. I don't remember losing track of you. You were always dancing in and out of view. I must have thought you'd always be around. Always keeping things real by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere to be found. I don't know what happens when people like a song I can hear playing right in my ear. I can't sing, I can't help listening. And I can't help feeling stupid standing around. Crying is the easier down. Cause I know that you'd rather we were dancing. Dancing our sorrow away.
Did you hear the string interlude somewhere about the middle of that song? That in and of itself is reason enough for you to go to KMSU.org and make a pledge to KMSU and KMSK. Or call. Just call if you want to. 507-389-5678. 1-800-456-7810. I'll be giving you the numbers one more time in a little bit. If you're needing to get off the toilet and run and go grab pen and paper. Wouldn't that be funny if somebody was and they just heard that and they think I'm what? Yeah. Don't hurry too much, okay? You know. Keep it neat. It's coming up towards the end of this year's pledge ride / Halloween show. It's been a lot of fun. I'm missing Hank a lot. We're working more toward getting the Austin studio open here. And by the time you hear this, I think we'll be available to have both Nick with Midwest Beatdown on Friday nights back live in the studio for Pledge Drive. And then next week, is it Tuesdays? Meow, meow with occasional music. It could be Wednesdays. I apologize. I believe it is Wednesday, but Will, it sounds like Will from that program, will be in Austin live. So that'll be great. Hopefully we'll have Hank back in studio soon to keep me in line. How are you, riders and listeners? Have you enjoyed some of the music at least today? The death songs picking you up a little bit? I've enjoyed them. Somebody's got to play the dark stuff, right? There's other channels. Lots of other options. If that's not your thing. And those options kind of suck, to tell you the truth. Commercial radio, as I mentioned in the monologue portion of this week's ride, seems to be going further and further towards the dumpster as consolidation of the industry occurs and a streamlining and messaging. What really is occurring, what really happens, is people think they know what they like, but they don't realize they're being told what they like. That's a big problem with consolidation. KMSU, KMSK is this little gem that sits on the south end of the dial here. We kind of make it up as we go. We've been doing that for dang near 10 years with the Bike Rides program. You want to be associated with KMSU, KMSK, because cool people are associated. You know, when you see somebody out in the grocery store, you'll see them wearing a shirt, a polka till you puke, or one of them handsome KMSU ball caps, or that baseball jersey we had one year. You see this stuff out there, and you know, now that's a cool person right there. So yeah, you want to join the cool crowd? Call and pledge. 507-389-5678. You can text that number too. Text it. Just say, hey, I want to pledge. Someone will start texting with you. They'll say, hey, cool. How much? What's your name? What's your address? What's your social security? No, they're not going to ask that. That's about all they ask. And they don't call you all the time. They might call you to thank you, but giving out your phone number, that's no problem. You're going to get a whole bunch of calls. It's been fun, folks. And one thing about KMSU and KMSK and the Bike Ride Show is that a lot of local musicians support our efforts as well as we support theirs. And one of the musicians that we've collaborated with a lot is an Austin native by the name of Charlie Parr. You'll notice the Bike Ride's theme song at the beginning of the show is Charlie Parr. Charlie Parr wrote the music for that opening song, and I don't know, I wrote some stupid lyrics on a whim one day and just decided those would be it, and that's what it is. Now, another time when Charlie was in Austin, we took a bike ride with him all around Austin, and we went to all the old parks and stuff. Charlie's right around my age and Hank's age, so we all know the history of Austin very well, so we had a very, very colorful conversations about the past. And in the end, we asked Charlie when we were at Lions Park in Austin, Minnesota, if he could do us one last favor, like as if he hasn't done enough for us. We're wondering if he could perform a cappella right there in the park for us. Just one song. Just one song. Charlie said, you know what? If that's what'll get to get people to pledge to KMSU, no, he didn't really say that. But he said it with his actions that, yeah, I support what you're doing. I support what you're doing. KMSU.org, 507-389-5678, 1-800-456-7810. Please pledge. Do it. Just do it. You got to do it, just like you got to vote. You got to put your money where your mouth is, where your values are. Please do it. Thank you very much. Very, very much appreciated. Here's Charlie Parr from Lions Park in Austin, Minnesota, in May of 2018, with Ain't No Grave. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show. Ready when you are.
Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, you're gonna get up out the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Gone down to the River Gabriel. Put your foot on the land and sea. And Gabriel, don't you blow that trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, you're gonna get up out the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Gone down to the River Jordan. Put my knee down in the sand. I'm gonna holler, hi, Hosanna. I'll make it to the promised land. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, you're gonna get up out the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Now meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the end. If my wings should fail me, there'll be no other path. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, you're gonna get up out the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindouche, inventor of My Bicycle Pillow. Thanks to your support, I've helped make My Bicycle Pillow one of the fastest growing bicycle pillow companies in America. Over the last 12 years, I've helped My Bicycle Pillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every bicycle pillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best night's sleep of your life while you're riding your bike.
One of the things that I really like about My Bicycle Pillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug as I'm riding along.
Dude, I've never slept better on my bike.
What's better than a great night's sleep while riding your bike?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your cycling health, and my bicycle pillow is one of the most important things to your sleep. I tried every bicycle pillow from expensive down bicycle pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you ride over a bump. I even tried those memory foam cycling pillows, and the curve just won't match my fat head, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my bicycle pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual cycling needs and helps you keep your neck supported and aligned the whole time you're sleeping on your bicycle.
When I got my bicycle pillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep for the whole ride and wake up more rested.
My bicycle pillow lasts over 100 years. It's car washable and dryable, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my bicycle pillow will be the most comfortable bicycle pillow you've ever owned, or your money back.
Call or go to MyBicyclePillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 bicycle pillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll receive free shipping. That's 2 My Bicycle Pillows for 1 low price. That's our way of selling you not just one, but 2 bicycle pillows you don't even need.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
For the best ride sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyBicyclePillow.com.
Thanks for pledging along, Austin, Mankato, and Mike Lindusch.